This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truck drivers out there, male, female, and the tanker yankers and the suicide jockeys getting it done, getting the petrol delivered to where it needs to go, too. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, either. Now, joining us for hour number two, the professor of politics out there in California, that would be Kyle Warren. And good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Second time for the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, just to start things out here, I've got a little short audio from our fearless leader, number 46. Let's listen to what he has to say about the new mask guidance from the CDC.
I think it's a great milestone, a great day.
Standing in the Rose Garden, a maskless President Biden welcomed the updated CDC recommendations, telling the American people they've endured a lot of hardship during the pandemic.
You've earned the right to do something that Americans are known for all around the world, greeting others with a smile.
He reminded the public that being fully vaccinated means it's been 2 weeks following either the two-dose COVID-19 vaccine or the one-shot vaccine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Okay, well, he was excited, huh?
He was excited, but maybe I'm being a little too picky here, Captain, but Americans don't earn their rights. We have rights. You know, we have rights to greet each other with a smile.
We also have the right to vote him out of office.
That's right.
And Kamala and anybody else.
Well, exactly. Now, I understand what he was getting at, but the idea, though, it's like, again, here, I'm going to tell you that I will give you the okay on this. And quite frankly, Captain, the vaccine was going to be ramping up after the first of the year, no matter who won the presidential election or got inaugurated. But I can say this, though. I think if it was under the Trump presidency, we might have been ditching those masks a lot earlier than today.
Well, that's true. Now, we've got some big news coming from the Donald Trump camp. Came out yesterday. He's weighing dates. Donald Trump is weighing dates and venues for June and July rallies somewhere in the country.
Well, this is pretty interesting because it certainly will be, given the backdrop of everything that's happening right now, the Middle East is on fire. China is revving up. It's going to do something very strange very soon. I'd say, I know that sounds very nebulous, but, you know, I think something like that could be in the offing.
Taiwan.
That's right. Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. So yeah. Taiwan. The economy, whether or not, of course, all the other division of the country, what's going on. And I think people are going to, this is going to be a barometer of whether or not President Trump is going to be someone who's, has a real good chance of running again. Now, and even if he chose not to run or didn't run, the idea of Trumpism is still going to be front and center, and especially with these rallies. It's going to drive certain TV commentators and certainly the Biden-Harris administration up the wall.
Now, I don't know if you heard this or not yesterday, but Nancy Pelosi bashed the car ownership gas prices and said, well, we have way too many cars out there. We should be energy efficient and this, that, and the other. But in the meantime, did you hear Granholm, the Biden energy secretary, and what she said?
What was that?
If you drove an electric car, the gas crisis would not be affecting you.
You know, I got to tell you this, Captain. At what point, in other words, whose side are they on? We just got hit by a hacker attack that took down a major gas pipeline, and the results were, of course, what we saw, the hoarding of gas and all the consternation about it. But it's not the right time to go out and push your energy policy or your electric car policy because it looks like you're in league with the hackers.
Yep. And, oh, by the way, the other thing that's going on right now, the red states are leading the way out of the labor shortage by ending the supersized unemployment benefits of that extra $300 a week to sit there and sit on your duff. And that's ridiculous. I was against that from the time it came out, and I just want to see it ended. I don't mind the bonus if they want to go back to work. They get a job, say, okay, well, if you get a job at the end of the month that you're there the first month, we'll give you a $500 bonus or $1,000 or whatever. But certainly don't give them more than the $300 a week, which would be a maximum of $1,200. And then that's it. You're done.
Well, right. And again, you have to be able to get the economy to restart, and you can't get it to restart by people not going back to work. But what they have accomplished in so many ways, Captain, and at least from their perspective, and these are, I think, words that they would apply more to the Democrat Party elite, they have accomplished a sort of reprogramming. The idea that government is you're going to lean on the government. The government is going to be there for you. It's going to provide this. It's going to provide that. And trying to literally cook out the idea of self-reliance in this country.
Yeah. By the way, when we come back, folks, we'll make a little announcement here about Liz Cheney. And there was a podcast yesterday that came out directing Republicans as to what they should do if the conversation comes up about Liz Cheney. Wait till you hear that one. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Well, we are going to do it. By the way, that number is a combined number of people on the terrestrial radio stations as well as the Internet. And there are nights when it's higher than that, especially on the Internet around the world. And I believe a lot of that is usually the military by where I see the IP addresses coming from. All righty. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, Auto Glass America, in the times we're living in, somebody needed to give you a break, and Auto Glass America has done just exactly that. Because you see, when you give them a call and you tell them the captain sent you and they replace your windshield, you are going to get $150 put in the palm of your hand when that windshield gets replaced. Pretty simple, huh? Well, they handle the insurance claim, they come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty plus that $150 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of the service, and you tell them the captain sent you. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and other surrounding areas are ready to take on that windshield replacement today. Give them a call. They're out there in Phoenix, Arizona. They are a national company. 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and get that $150 put right in the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
I knew it. All right, well, we've got some interesting news coming out of Florida about the Florida whistleblower that tried to blow the whistle on Governor DeSantis, and he was doing this terrible thing with COVID, and it was all a misnomer, this, that, and the other. Really? What happened to Rebecca Jones, the said informant?
Yeah, well, she was the whistleblower, right, against Governor DeSantis.
Yep.
And all this. Well, it turns out that evidently, according to these reports, she made it up.
It's all a fraud.
It's a fraud, exactly.
And she just happens to be, amongst other things, a registered Democrat.
A Democrat, exactly.
Now, I'm not saying that they put her up to this, but then again, I think they probably put her up to this. They thought, oh, this is a great idea. Let's get going with this. Because DeSantis, he might be presidential material. We got to do something against him, because now they're going to look for anything they can to come after Ron DeSantis, because he is doing such a great job in Florida. His popularity level is off the charts. I mean, the guy is liked by everybody down here, and I do mean everybody.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Well, if you remember, Captain, you know, I think, you know, we had the whistleblower with the Ukrainian phone call, that whistleblower.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of a new tactic on the left.
How'd that work out?
Well, it's the same basic thing, but, you know, but that's sort of a new tactic.
Yeah.
We've got a whistleblower, and we don't even have to tell you it is, and this kind of thing, because they've got to do something to try to throw, gum up the system as fast as they can, especially when they know that somebody's popular.
And I got a message here, a direct message sent to me on the Facebook messenger by Charlie in Denver. He says, Captain, listen to you on 710 The Answer in Denver. Listen to you every night. Great show. Where are you getting your information about Susan Rice being the shadow president? Well, here it is, Charlie. Here's where I'm getting it. I got it from Rick Grinnell. Rick Grinnell yesterday was on television, two different networks, Fox and Newsmax, and said Susan Rice is acting as the shadow president for Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's what, and Grinnell, he's a smart guy. He knows what he's talking about. I don't think he'd make that kind of a statement lightly.
Nope.
You know, he could also be a possible candidate, at least people have talked about it, for governor of California as well. So I don't think he would be that sensational or say something if he didn't really know.
No, by the way, one of your fans in the chat room, Sony, is saying, sing it, Kyle, sing it.
thank you. That's yes. I love it.
Yeah. Now, we've got a bailout that's being tossed out again. By the Biden administration. You know, we keep hearing these bailout numbers and figures and all that stuff, right?
Right.
Well, this time it's $86 billion, the pension bailout set to boost the corporate charts, if you will, $86 billion to bail out the pensions. Now, part of this is the municipal pensions, where they've gone in there where they weren't supposed to, and they've actually borrowed money or used that money to make up some different things that they had to in their local budgets and put in IOUs and all that. And they're not supposed to touch that, but some of these municipalities have.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, we'll see how that pans out, but it's definitely something.
Yeah, now the Wall Street Journal editorial yesterday slammed the DOJ hire of the CNN analysts who pushed the Russian collusion theories. Apparently one of the assistants in the DOJ that was just recently hired by the Biden administration was one of the people pushing the Russian idea.
Well, right, and what do we know about the Russian idea? That whole thing was also not true. But yet, Captain, I guess that's the kind of peddling of falsehoods that, well, that's okay. You can still get hired and you can still get chosen for things and whatnot.
You want some more peddling of falsehoods? Here we go. Ilhan Omar, okay, again, accused Israel of terrorism for defending themselves against terrorists by daring to assault civilians. Well, the civilians were where the terrorists were, and they were told to get out, and they were given a certain amount of time, and after that time, they were said they would not be safe. Guess what? They stayed.
Exactly. Ilhan Omar has it completely backwards. She ought to be yelling at the Hamas group in the Palestinian areas to say, why are you having children around where you know you're going to be attacked in retaliation for trying to kill Israelis? And again, nobody wants to see anybody get hurt, and especially children, innocents in the whole thing, obviously. But again, she's just using that as a platform to go against Israel. And quite frankly, Captain, you know, it is, I hate to be so blunt, but these regimes, these terrorist groups, they hate the Jewish people. They're trying to destroy them. I mean, it's just blatantly obvious. And Israel has a right to defend itself. And they're simply trying to, people like Omar are spreading propaganda.
By the way, I just saw a shot of somewhere in the Gaza Strip, and it was dark. It was a city. I don't know what city it was, but they were showing how dark it was, so it must be they've taken out the electric grid. Israel's taken it out.
Yeah. And
they can move a lot better in the dark anyway.
Well, sure. Well, they have all the equipment, night vision, stuff like that.
Although it's daylight over there now.
Yeah. But I've seen a video of the Iron Dome, taking out all these other rockets that are being fired.
They're not getting all of them, though.
No, they're not. But can you imagine what it would be like without the Iron Dome protection?
Massive carnage.
Massive carnage, that's right.
Because they're targeting civilian areas.
That's right. And so, note to Ilhan Omar, they're targeting, like you said, targeting civilians. We'll be seeing massive amounts of civilian casualties. And that is terror. Of course, the terrorists do that on purpose, and that's what Hamas is doing.
Yep. Now, Congressman Matt Gaetz, we know, is in trouble, still under federal investigation, if you will. His associate apparently now is expected to plead guilty in the federal case against him. I believe on Monday is when he's going to do that. Should Gaetz be a little worried now? I mean, what's going on there?
Well, I mean, there's a proximity factor here, Captain, that is absolutely terrible. I mean, how else can you describe it? His associate, I think his name is Joel Greenberg.
Yep.
He's going to be in federal court on Monday in Orlando. They're looking at these charges, I think, of sex trafficking and other and political corruption allegations. To be in the orbit of Matt Gaetz and have this kind of thing when you have all the other allegations that have come to light, and again, they're allegations, but it doesn't look good. I mean,
yeah.
And the responses of Matt Gaetz have also not been good.
Yeah.
This is a complete, total disaster.
Now, a fully vaccinated Bill Maher has tested positive for COVID-19, which has forced HBO to scrap the entire show at least for a week or two while they make sure that nobody else has tested positive, and it's going to be a chain reaction thing to where I guess you're going to be watching a rerun next week and the week after.
Perhaps so.
If you watch that.
Right. Well, I don't. Well, we see clips of Bill Maher, typically when he says something, newsworthy or that kind of thing, but he's 65 years old, I know. But when it comes to something like this, where you have someone who's been fully vaccinated and they contract the COVID-19 virus somehow, typically that could be an indication, I don't know for sure for him, but it could be an indication of a possible immunodeficiency that has been yet undetected for him.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we approach the bottom of the hour. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that this is the Captain's America Third Watch, the fastest-growing overnight radio show in America. I'll guarantee you that one. We heard from some more affiliates again yesterday. We'll be telling you more about them in the weeks to come. And pretty soon, you'll be hearing me say hello to some places you haven't heard me say hello to before. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC has a major announcement about wearing masks.
CDC is updating our guidance for fully vaccinated people. Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
Director Rochelle Walensky also says in some situations, like public transportation, masks should still be worn. President Biden said if you haven't been vaccinated, you should still wear a mask to protect others who haven't been vaccinated as well.
It's not an enforcement thing. We're not going to go out and arrest people. But the fact of the matter is, I still believe the vast majority of the American people care about the safety of their neighbors and care about the safety of their families.
He said again he'd like to see 70% of Americans with at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine by July 4th. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Come to
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Brooke, from Brooke Talks America. By the way, her program is heard live on my flagship station here Saturday nights at 7 p.m., and she's on my show every Tuesday at 5:30 in the morning Eastern Time. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor, and if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, maybe you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches or pain, then let me suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, I'm taking it right now. I'm taking 3 packs a day for the problem that I've got, and then I'll go back to 2 once the problem relieves itself, pardon the pun, which it will do like it's done always before. And I'll tell you what, now that I take Relief Factor twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon on a regular basis, the pain that I've had that I did have, the swelling I had that I did have, has pretty much gone away. Now, I did have an issue about a week or 10 days ago where my ankle acted up again. I added one more dosage of the Relief Factor 3 times a day, plus I got a shot which helped speed up the process from the doctor, and guess what? The swelling's gone back down, the pain is going away, and I feel much, much better. Now, you can try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. That's all it costs by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That website again, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, you'll see a little video there if you want to watch it, tell you all about what's going on, tell you all about the great products they have and how they take care of their folks and because they really care about the people that buy the product. They really do. And if you got a problem, they've got a department you can call. You can get all the different questions answered that you need to. But 1995 is all it starts with to start the three-week quick start. And you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain for more. And Kyle Warren is back with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And thank you for being there. And everybody appreciates the fact that, you know, you and I, we have, there's just a, I don't know how to say it other than the word, and it sounds kind of corny maybe. We have a chemistry because you and I kind of feed off each other, know what we're doing here, because we talk about these stories in advance. I send you a copy, and then if you want to change something, you can. But that's why we're always in sync. But here comes this one. Folks, I'm sorry to read you this story, and to my brothers of the badge, Brothers in Blue, the police officers, unfortunately, this year, shootings of officers in the line of duty is on pace to support, to surpass, rather, 2020's historic highs and set another record. Now, this is coming from the police union, the largest union out there in the country, and I'm so sorry to report that, because for the Brothers in Blue, the police officers out there, we have got your six on this show. We support you.
That's exactly right, Captain. I couldn't agree more. We back the blue. We absolutely have your back. And I'll tell you this. I think there's different factors, obviously. Number one, you've got a lot of violent criminals who have been released.
Yeah.
Out of jail or prison.
No bail.
No bail, exactly. Right back on the street after committing some horrible crime. And then number two, Captain, you've had these, you want to talk about systematic something. How about the systematic demonization of police
right.
and sheriffs to where in somebody's mind now, well, it's okay. We're like that horrible video the other day where the lady kept using racial slurs against the officer who simply stopped her because she had a cell phone violation. And then on and on. You're here to kill me and my child.
Yeah, you're a murderer. You're a murderer.
Yeah. I
mean, you're not white. You'll never be as good as me and all that stuff. My God.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and then she says, I'm a teacher.
Yeah, that's scary.
That made it even worse. That woman's a teacher. She should be fired.
No kidding. Well, just, yeah, for unbecoming conduct. I mean, this is horrible. But, again, it's been a systematic demonization, Lord only knows where that leads. But you've got a lot of good officers and deputies out there, Captain, who keep showing up every day.
Now, they've got a lot of problems in Chicago, agreed?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
And one of the biggest problems they've got is the garbage and the trash on the street that gathers up, and then, of course, the rats are all over this, that, and the other. Did you hear what they did to solve the problem?
Is this about the feral cats?
They released 1,000 feral cats onto the streets of Chicago to combat the rat problem.
I can see it now on some networks, Captain. I guess the caption will be, Chicago finds organic way to control rodents.
Well, some
it's
of the
an organic way.
Some
yeah.
of the rodents may be almost as big as the cats, but
no kidding.
You know, the fact of the matter is that I don't think that's going to solve the whole problem. Besides that, wouldn't you need more than 1,000 cats?
Yeah, well, of course you would. Absolutely. You know, oh, my gosh. Well, maybe they think they accomplished something. But, of course, a big problem, though, Captain, has
yes.
to do with homeless encampments and trash and stuff like that that can never be cleared out or picked up.
Wait till I mention that to Frank Silvato in hour number four. Yeah, he'll pass out. No,
yeah.
Whatever. All right. Well, Nancy Pelosi made a comment about the Catholic Bishops Conference and the comments they made to her about receiving communion, and maybe she should think twice because of her opinion and beliefs on abortion. And she says, I can use my own judgment on that.
Well, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but in this case a woman, but thereon leads to not some good consequences, one would think. But if she wants to battle the Catholic Church on their doctrines, she can have at it.
She's not the only one. There's somebody by the name of Biden doing it, too.
Yeah. Well, but again, see, it's all about convenience. It's all about convenience. It's all about, well, I'm just going to pick
yeah.
and choose. That kind
yeah.
of thing. Yeah.
So while New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is hawking free French fries and hamburgers and a milkshake from Shake Shack for getting a vaccine shot. We hear that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's office could be at risk of violating state financial rules if it doesn't seek contract approval for the lawyers hired for at least three federal and state investigations into his alleged misdoings. You see, we know he's hired the attorneys, but we don't know who's paying for them.
Well, yeah, will they get free fries at the same time, too?
We don't know.
Exactly. Well, the Cuomo thing, if you noticed, he's been just trying to ride this out. I mean, he's got, it's everything's going wrong for Cuomo, and he's tried this strategy. Is it working? I don't know, but here we go again with another thing from Cuomo. How much is it going to take?
Yeah. Well, wait till I tell you this. Japan. Japan has come out and said, officially, we do not want President Joe Biden's nomination of former Mayor Rahm Emanuel as the ambassador to Japan. We do not want him. So means they can't send him.
Oh, I know. I have to laugh about this because, you know, the Japanese are our friends. they're our friends. Why would we send them Rahm Emanuel?
During Barack Obama's administration, what did Barack Obama do to help the Japanese, and what specifically did Rahm Emanuel do to put Japan on the back burner? He was the guy that pretty much took Japan off the front page.
Well, exactly. But I got to tell you,
I wouldn't want him either.
Well, this is a total mishap of diplomacy. There's just no doubt about it. And like I said, the Japanese are our friends, and I don't know why we'd send them Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah. And then we heard something coming out of Palm Beach County, which really, this is Debbie Wasserman Turf down there. And, of course, they've been eagerly anticipating former President Trump's indictment in New York. They haven't really thought through what that means to everybody around, if, in fact, that happens. I say the jury's out on all of that yet. I know the New York Attorney General and the District Attorney specifically in New York City is trying to go after him for income tax evasion or something to do with monies that weren't used for proper whatever. And I just think that it's a witch hunt because God knows Donald Trump has been through this for years and years and years, okay? And he's had the smartest people money could buy to have him advising and doing his records and this, that, and the other. And I just rely on the fact that, okay, prove it. I don't think they're going to be able to.
Well, I mean, we've always heard this kind of stuff before. But now Trump's got to go.
I've heard it for years.
Yeah. Well, you know, Trump's got to go now there to be closer to the thing now. Well, that's not, what else have we heard in the past?
Yeah, that was what we heard when he said, well, he's going to spend the summer up in New Jersey, up in his golf club. Well, he has to come up there because he's got to be closer because of the case.
Well, exactly. But we've also heard things in the past like all of the Russian collusion secret agent stuff is in his tax returns. So we just got to get his tax returns, and then we'll know for sure. But all that, they just say that kind of stuff. It's just sensationalistic.
All right, well, you hold that thought because we're going to go pay some bills here so we can pay our taxes. And we'll be right back with more. And the next Truckers Highway and Highway Report coming up, I'm going to give you a cost of wholesale price of gasoline and diesel, as well as we'll tell you some more about the bridge over the Mississippi River by Memphis. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain America, Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, away with her husband, Don, at the Double D Ranch. And check them out up there. They have horse facilities where they stable the horses. They also teach Western and equestrian riding there, too. So if you want to learn that, that's a great place to go. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, let's not forget this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there, tell them you were listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. All right, here we go. It's a Brooks and Dunn's night, and here comes another one of their great sounds.
Well, there's a honky-tonk near the counter line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, the music is job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I keep the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Look out in the woods.
A little Brooks and Dunn, the Boot Scoot Boogie, and that's from a few years back. And Kyle, my wife used to love doing the Texas two-step to that.
Wow, I can imagine. Yeah, that goes back to 1991.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember that when it first came out. That was one of their big hits. All righty. Well, first of all, before I talk about the weather, give us an update on the bridge on I-40 Memphis over the Mississippi River.
Well, Captain, the Hernando de Soto Bridge, it looks like it at least 6 to 8 weeks away from even getting to a temporary repair that would at the very least allow some traffic to pass while they try to figure out how to get the long-term repair. Right now, of course, I believe they're also looking to see when they can let the river traffic go by. At last count, there were at least 44 vessels and 700 barges that needed to travel under that bridge, evidently. That's, again, a big, big backup. The effect on commerce that this is going to have is going to be very, very big.
A lot of oil comes up out of down south there in the Gulf and comes right up the Mississippi River, and believe me, you think you got oil shortages?
Well, that's exactly right. So again, they're looking at this, and they're going to try to come up with how they're going to make sure this bridge is safe. It's, 45 years old, I believe, at least. And so this is a big, big deal with a solution that's going to be a long time coming here.
Yep. Now, I'm going to go right over here and read the weather statement real quick and give it back to Kyle. Isolated storm to severe thunderstorms are possible across parts of the southern and central plains today through Saturday. Large hail and severe wind gusts are the main threats. Heavy rainfall is forecast for the western Gulf Coast into the Midwest for this weekend into early next week. New and renewed river rises are possible across portions of eastern Texas and elsewhere across the southeast. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, up in Northern California and Southern Oregon tonight, near Klamath Falls, also in Lakeview, that's on the Oregon side. Down on the California side, we're looking at Alturas, Cedarville, Mount Shasta area, where we have a fire weather warning. This can also bring some thunderstorms and also lightning that could spark fires, so that's why the fire weather warning. Also in St. George and Southern Utah, along I-15, fire weather warning there. Air quality alert hanging around in the Phoenix Mesa area, and also fire weather watch tonight, Captain. We see in the Grand Junction area, and that looks like it's just south of Grand Junction there in Colorado.
Yeah, and what we're looking at, and I'll follow the Mississippi River from north to south right now, starting in, in Illinois, around Springfield, Illinois, you have got some small stream flood advisories there, as well as east of Little Rock, headed towards Memphis, all the way down for about 100 miles down south of Little Rock. Same thing there. Also, we've got some small stream advisories in Louisiana and in Mississippi and in parts of Alabama, so be advised of that. And if that rain comes across, like they're saying, there'll be more flooding there as well. Now, it's cold up there around Green Bay and to the west of Green Bay, just right there on the line with the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and Wisconsin. You got a frost warning there. I always get that confused. Then up in the eastern side of Lake Michigan, western half of Michigan, you've got a frost warning through most of there, except for further up north towards the top. You've got a freeze warning up there. In New York State, from about Ripley on east, about 100 miles right along the Pennsylvania line of frost warning there, as well as most of West Virginia tonight, frost warning there. The southeastern corner of Ohio, frost warning there. And the eastern part of Kentucky tonight, you've got a frost warning there. there in Kentucky. Now, all of that being said, you also have got some windy conditions tonight from about Savannah, Georgia, on down to just about West Palm Beach along the east coast of Florida. So that's what you got. And, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, very good. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. All right, let's go to the phone call right now, and I do believe we've got Denise Simon on the telephone line. Good morning. Is that you?
Good morning.
All right, good, because your phone number came through this time. It's like, oh, okay, we're doing something different. But anyway, I'm going to talk at length about Israel and what's going on there in the territory with Hamas, because we now have Lebanon in the mix. We now have Iraq in the mix of what's going on there. So what I'm going to do to just talk this part of the segment, how about the mask deal yesterday? How's it feel to be able to walk around with no mask anywhere you want to go?
Well, it's not quite there yet.
True.
Companies and businesses and whatnot still can make their own decisions. And some of them are saying, we're reviewing the new guidelines, like Target.
Yeah.
So... we shall see where this necessarily goes.
Yeah, and in Florida, I think they still they can do that until July, and then in July, all the restrictions go away. I think that's
well.
The way it
was. I mean, their only restrictions are it's not the Florida government. The only restrictions in Florida are business or
right.
Entities.
But I think that can go away in July. I think was the way that it's done. Am I wrong?
It's up to them. So
yeah.
That's the point.
All
like
right.
Target, you know, mm-hmm. You still got to wear a mask.
Well, we're going to know soon enough because it is going to be what it's going to be. By the way, real quick, looks like former President Donald Trump is weighing dates and venues for June and July rallies. He's moving up for the summer to Jersey to the golf club up there that he owns, and that's going to be interesting. A lot of rumors as to why he's doing that. But he's going to be having some rallies around the country in June and July, so it'll be interesting to see where he goes.
Well, I bet you a dollar to donuts that Liz Cheney won't show up.
Or she might be a guest on TV discussing why the rally is so bad. She's going to make it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I listened to her interview with
Brett Baer.
She was quite the snot.
Yeah.
I mean, she was assertive, in some cases just rude.
Yeah. The people of Wyoming are going to support me. They support me. No, they don't. Hasn't she read the latest numbers up there?
Well, she mentioned that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's less than 10% in terms of her popularity in Wyoming. So tell me about it. All right, hold that thought. Here we go. When we come back, folks, we're going to update you on Israel because the Israel Defense Forces are not only on the ground now in Gaza, but they're also in the air all over the place flying sorties. The drones are up there. They've got 7 tank brigades that they went in with. We'll let you know more about that. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.